Tobias Jameson surveyed the ballroom, trying to figure out exactly when his brother had disappeared. He stood almost 6 feet tall, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He wore a gray suit, expertly tailored to his body, with the seal of House Lucien embroidered on his left breast pocket. Even so, he still managed to look like a child, playing dress-up in his parents' clothes. Presently, he was trying to be as inconspicuous as possible without actually resorting to magic, while he internally debated his strategy. At almost 26 years old, the Sentinel's former life as a musician seemed like a distant memory, and the demands of his career as a novice diplomat on behalf of the armistice were real and pressing. The receiving line formed, Andrea Daniels calmly shaking hands with the first of the guests. She wore her black hair long to highlight her oval face and hazel eyes, but it was her bearing that caught Toby's eye. She stood stiffly at attention while she deftly handled the diplomats and other guests, seeming much older than the 19 years she could actually lay claim to. After the somber affair of the funeral, she bore up well under the weight of the dignitary's regard, without showing a hint of her grief over putting her mother's ashes to rest. Toby realized that President Daniels was prominently absent, although he had been there a few minutes ago. Well, that about says it all, doesn't it? He and Nick are probably involved in some high-level discussion that I'm not going to be privy to. Toby settled his suit jacket more evenly on his shoulders before joining the end of the receiving line. It looks like I'm going to have to stand in for Nick again, he thought, sourly. First brother duties never seemed to end, even at something as solemn as the reception after a state funeral. He waited his turn, until the line brought him face to face with the daughter of the President of the United States. Good evening, Miss Daniels, he said, extending his hand to her. Please accept my sincerest condolences on your loss. I only met your mother a few times, but she always impressed me with her grace and dignity. He tried to think of something else, but what was there left to say? Tobias Jameson, Primogenitor Lucien, Armistice Diplomatic Mission. She smiled.
I know who you are, Mr. Jameson. I might even have a few of your albums in my collection.
Toby reddened. Ah, yes, well, that was a lifetime ago, ma'am, before I opened my eyes.
Do you miss it? Your bandmates have never filled your spot, as far as I know.
Sometimes, but that part of my life is over. Her smile faded.
Family responsibilities?
Yes. He tilted his head to look at her with more interest. I imagine you would know all about that.
I do know,
she said with a somber expression. She glanced at the next diplomat in line.
Come by my table later in the evening if you like, Tobias. Maybe we have something in common to talk about.
Call me Toby.
Pleased to meet you. Toby,
she said with a new smile.
My friends call me Andrea.